This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Hello, listeners. This is Nick Ashwasega. You're tuned into another interview by Nation Talk. Today we have the pleasure of being joined by J.P. Gladue, President of the Canadian Council for Aboriginal Business, CCAB, also a proud Nation Talk partner, of course, too. We're also going to be discussing his upcoming keynote presentation at the Eastern Canada Aboriginal Land Resource Management Conference, taking place April 27th and 28th at the St. Andrews Club and Conference Centre in Toronto, Ontario. But before we get into all of that, thank you for joining us today, JP.
Nick, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Wonderful. So as mentioned to start, you also have the distinction of being the keynote speaker at the Eastern Canada Aboriginal Land Resource Management Conference. What can attendees expect to learn from your presentation?
Well, I'm basically going to reflect on my 20-plus years experience working with our communities across the country through the lens mostly of natural resource development. And I think most Canadians and our communities recognize that we are a natural resource-rich country and our communities are in and around the resource sector. So I'm also going to take a reflection from my role with the CCAB. I'm very blessed to be able to travel across this country and meet both Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal business leaders across the country, as well as community leaders in their efforts to build sustainable, healthy communities through business, and again, reflecting to the natural resource development. We've done a lot of research within the CCAB around economic development corporations. These are incredible vehicles to help advance the business relationships and help bring forward the aspirations of the community. So I'll reflect on some of the opportunities and challenges that our EDCs face as they move forward in business partnerships. We also have this incredible program called PAR, Progressive Aboriginal Relations. I know golf season's amongst us and people are getting excited when I say PAR, but really the program is designed to help companies, align their strategic thinking and practices around engagement, investment, and business support and employment of our Aboriginal businesses and people. So we've got some really great practices I want to be able to reflect on. At the end of the day, we recognize this country is going to be stronger when we are able to build healthy relationships with our communities, and that's going to take some time, it's going to take some effort, it's going to take some patience, and it's going to take definitely some resources and good people at the helm.
Definitely. Well, it brings me actually to my next point, too. Why do you feel a conference like this is so important for those Aboriginal communities and businesses, and who do you feel really should attend?
Well, we often get operating on our day-to-day, and not to say that the work that our communities don't do is important, but sometimes we need to kind of lift our heads up out of our silos, or at least the areas in which we're working with, and take a look at what other communities are doing from across the country. Take a look at what the other business trends are. You're going to see a number of great speakers at this conference. Learning from them and their lessons learned, as well as the challenges and the mistakes that we all make, I think sharing some of those are really important. But the other thing is, when you come to these types of conferences, there are going to be business leaders that are looking to grow their businesses and form new partnerships. And you really, it's the in-person interaction that I find incredibly valuable, in addition to the information that you're going to receive at a conference like this. So opening up your network becomes incredibly important as you start to define more what's most important for your own community development when it comes to infrastructure and natural resource development.
Well, I know there's obviously various struggles and issues, but what do you feel are some of the bigger ones that Aboriginal communities face regarding land resource management?
Well, there's a number, and I worked from my own First Nation standpoint, Pingouinyash, Anishinaabek, for a number of years, mm-hmm. and we have neighboring communities, we have history, we have overlapping interests, different aspirations about what we feel should be accomplished on international resources in our traditional territory. So sometimes understanding each other as communities and understanding the history amongst communities can be challenging. But on the flip side of that, when we actually sit down with each other, and many communities are getting better at this, and understand, hey, listen, we've got some great overlapping interests. We've got great resources. We've got great people. So let's pool our resources, and let's stand united and find ways to work together and influence the industry that's coming into our territories through positive business relationships, so that we can all advance our interests. So those are some of the challenges. I think, you know, one of the other big challenges in our research, so getting access to capital is very difficult for a lot of our communities because we're hamstrung by the Indian Act. And in communities that have two- or three-year land lease agreements and working through those agreements with underneath the Indian Act, I mean, that is helpful. But, you know, it's building the sustainable, building the platform or the framework to attract business can sometimes be a challenge for some of our communities. But, you know, it is possible. It is getting done. And we also need, you know, to really attract our own community members back to our communities because they're the ones that understand our communities the best. But if you don't have the resources to be able to pay, because let me tell you, there are some incredibly bright and upcoming young First Nations, Métis, Inuit men and women that are really going to be game changers, really positive influences in this country. But we've got to find resources to attract them back to our communities.
Of course. You know, it's definitely a big key issue, and it's great to see that there are the conferences like the Eastern Canada Aboriginal Land Resource Management trying to tackle this. And at the same time, of course, the CCABs out there, you guys are really leading the way and facilitating that dialogue. And I know you probably have some personal opinion here, but maybe if you can just kind of sum it up, what skill sets do you feel Aboriginal businesses and communities really should look at developing for their land resource management to actually be a beneficial revenue stream?
Well, again, just reflecting my last comments, our people are our biggest asset, and developing our people becomes incredibly important because they're going to be the ones that are on the front lines negotiating these agreements. But the structures that we put in place so that our people can feel empowered as they're going ahead to negotiate agreements or develop these business relationships, vehicles like economic development corporations, which are Aboriginal owned, so they have community buy-in. It has representation, or at least it has connection to the leadership, the chief and council, the government of the community, but it really has to have the focus of business people and community people on the same board. So, for instance, you know, my community, we have Papasay, and it's made up of community members. It's also made up of non-Aboriginal people, business leaders, lawyers, engineer, and plus representations from chief and council. So it's a really good balance. And so it's about opening up broadening our perspective when we talk about the people that are helping drive business, because I think there are a lot of great people, Aboriginal and non, that are really looking for opportunities to support the efforts, because they recognize that when our communities become healthier, it becomes better for the region in which they work, within the province that they work in, and nationally as well. So this is really starting to catch on.
Definitely. And now, without taking too much away from, of course, your keynote presentation you're going to be doing at the Eastern Canada Aboriginal Land Resource Management Conference, how can CCAB also further this and, you know, help those businesses and communities build these strong partnerships in this area?
Again, I've mentioned our PAR program. I believe it is a game changer. It's really putting quite a bit of, I think it helps empower corporations and a better understanding how to work with Aboriginal businesses and understanding community engagement. But we also have our Certified Aboriginal Business Program, because companies are now looking for Aboriginal businesses to supply their goods and services. So we have a procurement tool and a procurement list for companies to come and look at. So we have our Aboriginal businesses join the CCAB, and we put all these businesses in front of business opportunities with our corporate members and amongst each other, because our Aboriginal businesses are also big influencers. I mean, our research is something that continues to evolve. Without knowledge, it's hard to make better decisions and really to refine your vision. And we also recognize that we need to find ways to support communities and businesses when we talk about getting access to financing, getting access to tools, and getting access to the people that know how to facilitate, or at least operate within the tool structure to help advance and grow our Aboriginal businesses. And we also have a number of networking events across the country, and we celebrate Aboriginal success because it's about changing the conversation in this country. I think Canada is starting to wake up to the ability of our people to compete and to contribute in the business sector and really help transform this country to where it should be as one of the top global competitors in this world.
Well, there you have it, listeners. If you haven't had the chance yet, please make sure to go to www.insightinfo.com to get more information. And I believe there is still some time, some seats left to register, so make sure to do that and get on it right away. So, to end, thank you so much for joining us today, JP. We really appreciate the time. Maybe some closing thoughts for our listeners, and maybe how they can stay in touch with yourself as well.
Well, we're always happy to, we've got a great team here at the CCAB. There's just been some incredible growth for our organization and I think Aboriginal business as a whole. They can always come to our site, ccab.com, or give us a call. We've got a great team here that can help answer questions and make connections. And that's what it gets down to, building healthy relationships and understanding your network.
Well, again, there you have it, listeners. Make sure, don't miss JP's keynote address at the Eastern Canada Aboriginal Land Resource Management Conference, again, taking place April 27th and 28th at the St. Andrews Club and Conference Centre in Toronto. To register and learn more, please visit www.insightinfo.com. And you can also learn more about CCAB by visiting their website, as JP touched upon, www.ccab.com. And you can follow them on Twitter as well, at @CCAB_Toronto. So thank you for listening, listeners, and keep in touch with Nation Talk as well. You can catch us on our Twitter, @NationTalk, and of course on our Facebook, facebook.com/NationTalk. Thank you again, JP, and Jimmy Gwech, listeners.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.